The Anatarban group of artists, cartoonists, and musicians painted and unveiled the children's mural on the grounds of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan to celebrate the South Sudan child. Deng Forbes, the artist who created the mural and project manager of LAM, a national NGO based in Juba, says he was inspired to feature the aspect of violence through children and education, since most people are tired of war. Forbes says he wants to see a peaceful South Sudan where children have access to education without discrimination and grow up without tribalism.
If we have children that are suffering, then we're basically just living for no future. But if we provide a peaceful environment for the kids, and then there is a beautiful future ahead. So these children are inspiring the soldier to put down the gun, take the dove, and accept peace.
Forbes says his childhood was characterized by experiences of war, starvation, and hearing gunshots during a series of conflicts. He says today's children are experiencing the same thing, but he hopes that will change and South Sudan will become a prosperous country. A 15-year-old child from the Juba Orphanage Center, whom we are identifying only as Emmanuel to protect his privacy, says all he yearns for is a peaceful South Sudan and access to quality education.
I want good schools, and there should be peace as well. If there's peace, we can stay at home happily and feel good. We can live and stay in peace and happy. But without peace, there will be no good schools.
Flora Lukudulati works for the national NGO, Organization for Nonviolence and Development. She says the situation of South Sudanese children is getting worse each day, but no one seems to be paying attention to the problem.
We have a big number of growing street children, and also the gang groups, which is also another alarm. These groups alone is causing a lot of insecurity. So as we celebrate this day today, it's like we are asking the government, what priority do they have really for those kids?
Phil Diamond, cultural affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, says when he thinks of the future of South Sudan, he envisions a better education system and a peaceful country.
Everyone in South Sudan to look at each other first and foremost as South Sudanese, not as members of different tribes or from different states. And that's, in essence, what we're all working toward here.
Johnny Baxter, the UK's ambassador to South Sudan, says it is important for the British government to support the education sector in South Sudan, but says that can only be successful if the peace agreement is implemented to stop the ongoing conflict in the country.
The other side of the experience in South Sudan is obviously the violence that South Sudan has experienced over many years, and it is always tragic to see how this affects children, either children being drawn directly into conflict or children having their schools, their houses, their livelihoods destroyed or affected. And it is really important that we see progress on the peace agreement.
Baxter says he is pleased to see that International African Child Day is celebrated in South Sudan through creativity, art, and things that give children a chance to have some fun. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.